Hi everyone, this is Terry Nason. I thought I'd jump on and explain what's going on in the stars for you. So today it's our new moon in Aries. It occurs at 27 degrees. And when I did the new moon chart, guess what sign was rising? 0 degree Gemini. And that's exactly where Uranus is going to be 8 to 9 days from now. And also where Venus is going to conjoin to the planet Uranus. What's that all about? You know, to familiarize yourself with what's going to happen over the next 8 years, you can go on my website and look at my Uranus page where I've written a lot, or you can listen to the recording that I've uploaded here. So this is all about fresh starts, starting over, trying new things or old things, and reconnecting to your inner strength or your inner me. The sign of Aries is me, me, me. There are no shy violets now. Do what you do best, what you have refined in your life, and what makes you an original. In a sea of wannabes and fakes, you most certainly are not. This may be your time. So in the chart of the new moon in Aries, the sign rising is 0 degree Gemini, like I said. And oh my, what's happening there? A lot. This connects the new moon in Aries to Venus and then to the outer planet Uranus, entering Gemini and igniting 0 degree on April 24th to the 25th, depending on your time zone, 8 to 9 days from now. Can you do it? The planet Uranus is all things unexpected, unpredictable, strange, and weird. It's separations, breakups, and estrangements from others. While Venus is not. Venus is about money, love, getting along with others, or not. And under this cosmic influence, you might try to make more money. And you might try to see what works. It's experimental time. Try to see what works for you. Sway others, talk them into something, pitch them your ideas, influence them to buy what you're selling, and maybe to give you the job or the sale, or maybe even to be your significant other. Will you be trying to talk someone out of harming you or to try to talk them to get away from you? If your birth chart is afflicted, that's possible too. On Monday, remember that Mars connected to deceptive Neptune, and then Mercury connected to Neptune. Wow. Don't be too naive or too trusting under those aspects. As the moon and then the sun enter Taurus on Sunday, don't push anyone to come clean with you and don't take chances. Focus on your health and your financial prosperity and proceed cautiously. I also do a little thing now called astrology in the news. And in the news today, Tehran declares the Strait of Hormuz open after the Lebanon truce. But Trump says the U.S. blockade on Iran continues. And this is courtesy of the New York Times. And yes, it's true that as Venus and Uranus enter Gemini, the Straits of Hormuz will open. And there may also be some kind of friendly occupation of the Straits of Hormuz, according to astrology. Venus and Uranus now share a business or the flow of commerce. That's what astrology says. Also in the news over the next 8 days, we're going to hear about some bankruptcies. Aries, with so much cosmic attention being shown to your sun sign or your rising sign, you can be all over the place. And excitably so. And if it weren't for astrology, you probably wouldn't know what all this divine influence is about. The cosmos suggests that if you play your planetary cards just right, you'll gain financially, you'll get the job, you may start your own LTD, business, or corporation. Avoid cagey types who don't understand when you don't text back or call. And don't waste your time on these folks. Just move on and start something new. And when they finally do return your call or you do want to talk to them, turn into that salesperson and sell your ideas. You'll be more even-tempered and not prone to such highs and lows soon enough. Remember, you're rebooting your life. And in love, someone figures themselves out. You may be too much for them, though. Taurus, I like the concept in Chinese astrology of the wind horse, the wind pushing you forward, making life easier and carrying your prayers to heaven. The 12th house gets some astrological bad press because it's about losses, debts, solitude, behind the scenes work, but not necessarily so. It's a life of leisure where money comes unexpectedly and you can enjoy fame, fortune, or your precious time alone. Life can go very smoothly when the 12th house is aspected just right. Maybe you work on a big project and take what's in your head and make it a tangible and real thing. You get to take a wonderful idea, something that's in your head, and make it come alive, manifesting. You have something, maybe the wind horse or maybe the new moon pushing you forward. Okay, we'll take that. This cosmic energy makes you very attractive to everyone if you're looking for new love, and even if you're not. If you need to bring things to an end with an ex, do it. Get ready. It's almost your solar return. Imagine that Uranus and Venus are going to be these last 8 or 9 days in your 12th house. And let's face it, it's not easy, it's not fun. But you easily gain through everything you have already done. You've already gotten used to Uranus in the sign of Taurus, your 12th house. So you know how to be resourceful. You know how to manage. All your hard work and sacrifices, along with the late hours spent at the office, will start to pay off. You get the attention you worked hard for. And people you used to have in your life want to find out what you're up to. Old friends and ex-lovers, they wonder about you now. Every day, excitement grows. The planet Venus and then the outer planet Uranus entering your sign. Now, let me qualify this. But your 12th house or your first house, depending on your deaconate Gemini, you have to look at that. These planets will be very friendly towards you soon enough. 8 more days of Uranus stretching your wallet, making you have to stretch a dollar or stretch yourself or your credit line, and then things change. You can make it. Just don't let anybody waste your time. Cancer, you may be settling into your career, a new business or profession, and making this a priority now. Of course you are, with all those planets in the sign of Aries and the new moon. Well, it's time to pay more attention to your clout, your reputation, and your worldly status. Hold yourself as a professional. It's growing and improving. Your clout, that is, your worldly status and your success. And you might feel like there's someone you want to punish, someone you really don't like who's bothering you. And honestly, you have to handle that in the right way. Don't get too angry. Handle those troublesome people with care. A significant career opportunity and cycle of success is just beginning for you. And it's essential you remain focused. It's easy to get sidetracked by things that don't lead to meaningful rewards. Don't do it. A new chapter of growth and profit in your career and ambitions is about to unfold, and you definitely have some good fortune coming to you. Leo, it's the new moon in Aries in your 9th house, which is Jupiter's domain, and you're looking ahead towards the future and seeing the long game. What things are going to work out for your benefit and what things will not. You gain valuable experience from interactions with foreigners, teachers, advisors, through travel and various trips. Leo goes big or goes home. Perhaps you have the opportunity to fly for free, take a free trip, or someone covers the cost of your education, a class, or licensing courses. Lucky breaks are here to stay. Engaging with different countries and their legal systems, or even our legal system or governments, offers insight. You're going to learn so much right now. You're going to learn how the world works. And even if you don't win every time, you still send a strong message to others not to mess with Leo. Virgo, it's the new moon in Aries, and while you may have to move fast, you don't necessarily like to move fast. You're meticulous. You're perfection. You can't move fast because you might gloss over something or, God forbid, make a mistake or forget something. Virgo doesn't like to move fast, but today, when you're attracted to someone who says, meet me at the hotel, or I'm only in town for a little while, or you meet a hottie while you're on vacation knowing you will never see that person again, then you move a little fast. Okay, so under some conditions, you don't mind moving fast. Honestly, these sexy moments can happen more frequently. Well, Virgo, you're going to have to keep a bag packed in your entryway or keep a packed bag in your car because things are not going to be moving at snail's pace anymore. Adjust quickly. Libra, for you, the new moon starts a new cycle of relationships and reconnecting with others. Your social life can be fun and favorable, and there's going to be a party in your 7th house of relationships and others. There's also danger. Someone may be in hot pursuit of you and wants to be the boss of you, huh? You may be trying to get away from someone and let them down gently or break free of them while someone new has caught your attention. But the new moon in Aries is here to rescue you, and no doubt you'll find a way to get away from someone and get closer to the object of your desires. Perhaps you send someone away, or they start to travel, and while they remain on your mind, you also experience a sense of independence and freedom. And since everything acts as a mirror, we have to say, is there someone you are struggling to let go of, or someone you find difficult to manage? Is there sort of a yin and yang situation going on here that mirrors what's going on in your life? Relationships are complicated. Scorpio, while things in your family and at home are changing, and not because you want them to, at least, you're going to get out more, and very soon you're going to be able to get out more. What's ahead for you then? Things are changing with relationships, and even those who have held you back, tied you to the post, or kept you in the house and made you adhere to their schedule. Soon, school will be out, kids will go off to camp, traffic will improve, and your significant other or mate or partner will be off doing their own thing too. And you'll look around for a new hobby, a new love, and someone new to get smitten with. And some of you find a new fun lover that you're not necessarily in love with, but that's okay. Others get busy with a new job that makes them earn more money than they ever imagined. Sagittarius, a newfound popularity is headed your way like a freight train named Uranus. Oh my. If your chart has planets in its way, hold your breath. It seems like you may be ready for a change as you're outgrowing certain routines, people, such as having to be home by a specific time and avoiding conflicts by not expressing your true feelings. Now you're ready to speak your mind and feel empowered to enjoy time with fun people, pursuing activities that you like to do without needing to necessarily include anyone or take them along. You might tell your significant other, you do your thing and I'll do my thing. And they are perfectly fine with that. Life is becoming more enjoyable, exciting, allowing Sagittarius to let loose and truly be themselves. Capricorn, it's the new moon in Aries that jumpstarts your fourth house. Now, the fourth house is a complicated house. Basically, it's how you feel. Maybe you feel like getting out. Maybe you feel like cooking. Maybe you feel like doing this, or you don't feel like doing anything. It's the bottom of your chart. It's a launching pad. It takes more energy, though, to start from the bottom. But once you do, you will be pleasantly surprised. It's a beautiful thing that every time you push yourself, you now see wonderful results. And while you've just been getting by with Uranus and Taurus, it's fall sign, and having to recover from broken hearts at times, that's about to be behind you. As Uranus leaves your fifth house, where you've had a string of strange things happening, people trying to destroy your confidence, like unexpected miscarriages, pregnancies, estrangements, breakups, and losses. Or maybe you had someone or something you love taken from you. The Sun and Venus will now give you back your happiness, your joy, your confidence, and your good fortune over the coming weeks. I say it's time to celebrate. Aquarius, there's nothing like air and fire, and this new moon is definitely fire, and that makes you excited. Are you ready for a daycation, a weekend jaunt, or a big trip? I hope so. This may be exactly what you need to reset or reboot your life and get excited about life again. Getting away makes you aware of the fact that you are outgrowing some things. Maybe you've been in a rut, tired of some emotional attachments, teddy bear, the blanket, the person, or a routine. Are you ready for something new? You have to push the wheel of life and in many cases make things happen for yourself. So says Pluto. So put aside how you're feeling, the good mood or the bad mood, and get the ball rolling for yourself. If you don't do it, no one else will. Pisces, it's the new moon in Aries in your second house of money, stuff, belongings, and a Venus-ruled house. And this will bring you more money, a raise, a bonus, or extra money from a second job. You now have a celestial treasury at your disposal, and it can become stronger the more aware of it you become. And this will bring multiple sources of income to you. As you go through your days now, start to count the favors you receive, the free food, the meals, the refunds, the gifts, what you find on the ground, and all of the blessings, they're going to count up and you're going to see what I said is true. Multiple sources of income. In this way, you strengthen your connections with that celestial treasury. It all starts now. Well, that's all I have for now. But be sure to read your weekly horoscope, sign up for my monthly horoscopes, book a consultation with me, and download my horoscope app.